Evil Until He Dies. Portrait of a Murder Suspect. Trail to Chatsworth Street is traced through the criminal justice system. Los Angeles Times, October 18, 1987. Roland Comtoy knew the routine well. Arrested by Los Angeles police on suspicion of burglary, he hooked his glasses in the open neck of his shirt and stared coldly at the camera. The hard set of his eyes betrayed nothing. No fear, no concern. The camera clicked, and the mugshot was taken. For Comtoy, it was simply part of life. Today, that June 1st mugshot is part of a history that tells much about the criminal justice system and the man accused in the abduction and shooting of two Chatsworth teenagers last month. Wendy Masuhara, 14, was kidnapped September 19th, shot in the head and killed. Her body was left in an abandoned car in a canyon 6 miles from the presumably safe neighborhood from which she and a 13-year-old friend had been taken. Her friend was drugged, sexually assaulted, shot, and also left for dead. But she survived and provided police with the information that identified Comtoy, 58, and 33-year-old Marsha Lynn Erickson, accused of being his accomplice, as suspects. Both were familiar to police and the courts. Comtoy had woven a 46-year path through police stations, courtrooms, and prisons. He was a man the criminal justice system could not handle, a man it could neither rehabilitate nor protect society from. Lashing back. Ever since early incorrigibility, a probation officer wrote in 1962, he has lashed back at society with a vengeance, reaching out for what he wants with a total disregard of the rights of others. His personality affect is of a man who is very matter-of-fact, cold, hostile, cynical, and daring. 25 years later, police described Comtoy as someone who beat the system, not because he's gotten away with crime, but because he has never gotten away from it. All told, records show Comtoy has spent at least 4 stints in prison on convictions including attempted rape, robbery, and heroin dealing. And after each sentence was served, he apparently returned to society only to lapse back into crime. It is not surprising that he was able to do this. Leroy Orozco, a homicide detective working full-time on Comtoy's background, said last week, "His whole life has been criminal. With our justice system, people can continue to commit crimes and beat the system by continuing to get their freedom. There are people out there with worse records than he has." Roland Norman Comtoy was born in Massachusetts, the 6th of 7 children of a French-Canadian couple. According to court records, Comtoy's mother died when he was 3, and he was placed in a succession of orphanages, foster homes, and reform schools. As an adult, he would claim he was abused during this period, telling probation officers that he was punished for bedwetting by being handcuffed and placed in cold showers. He would show scars on his wrists, claiming they were from being handcuffed as a child. Of one orphanage, he would say, "If I should ever run across the old guy who ran that place, I would blow his top off."